This is Ozarks at Large. This morning, just after 11, the University of Arkansas announced a major gift that will benefit the arts on campus. Chancellor David Gerhart told a large crowd assembled in the old fieldhouse that the Jim and Joyce Faulkner family was making a $6 million gift toward the renovation of the facility into a state-of-the-art performing arts center. Here are excerpts from Chancellor Gerhart's announcement.
The University of Arkansas is committed to growing and supporting the arts on campus and in our community. And I want to thank particularly our architecture students who are behind me, and they're interested in the arts as well, because I suppose you could define architecture as an art, maybe, and as a science. I'll debate that with our dean later. But I want to thank them for letting us come into their building, which in about a year won't be their building anymore. So to our architecture students, y'all just carry on and listen if you like. We're going to talk about what's going to happen to this building when you vacate and move back to the Anderson Building in Volwalker Hall. Our recent designation as an all-Steinway school confirms our commitment to high instructional and performance standards. The Public Art Oversight Advisory Committee has begun to see the fruits of its work, beautifying our campus with a monument to Silas Hunt, dedicated just last week. Our music and drama departments, however, have been limited by inadequate and outdated performance spaces. In fact, I think it's fair to say that many high schools across the state have performance venues offering more capabilities and more capacity than our current two options, Stella Boyl Smith Concert Hall and the University Theater. Quite simply, we cannot compete with other colleges and universities for top-flight students and faculty who want to perform in first-class facilities. So for this reason, it gives me tremendous pleasure to announce that Jim and Joyce Faulkner have made a gift, and I'd like to ask the two of them to stand as I describe what they're going to do. Jim and Joyce, would you all stand and let everybody see you? It gives me tremendous pleasure to announce that Jim and Joyce Faulkner have made a gift of $6 million for the renovation of this field house. Thank you. Well deserved. This generous gift will enable the university to convert the field house into a state-of-the-art performing arts center. And I want you all to know that we hired a group to come in and review this facility and tell us if it's possible to turn it into a state-of-the-art performing arts center. And the word came back from our advisors that once we do this, and once we spend the funds to convert it, it will be considered one of the finest such facilities anywhere, with the finest acoustics. This is a huge step forward for the University of Arkansas, which has desperately needed a true performing arts venue to showcase the talents and abilities of our students and faculty, and to grow the performing arts programs. We can't thank the Faulkners enough for their commitment to the arts, to our students, and to the university. The Faulkners have been longtime University of Arkansas supporters, particularly of the Razorback Band, in which Jim and Joyce played a pivotal role last year in acquiring new uniforms for the band. That would not have happened to members of the band that are here today without the Faulkner support. They've given generously to so many things, including chancellor's scholarships for students. Once again, the Faulkners are helping us rise to meet the aspirations of our students by investing in their university. They have given so generously to their institution over many, many years. They were integral volunteers in the campaign for the 21st century. They have been Chancellor Society members since the beginning and founding members of the Towers of Old Main. In fact, it was Jim's idea to start the Towers of Old Main about the first week I arrived on campus almost 15 years ago. I went to visit Jim, and he told me about this idea he had, and we implemented it, and now we have well over 600 members of the Towers of Old Main, which is our highest giving level at the university. In 2004, Jim was recognized as Volunteer of the Year. Performing in an arts center like the one we envision will be a dream come true for thousands of future students. And I want to particularly thank again the students for being here today, because this is being done for you. In fact, they will join a long list of distinguished performers when some of you students perform in this venue in a couple of years. Would you believe that in the past we have had performers right here in this facility, yes, before many of you were born, that included Louis Armstrong, Chuck Berry. I hope these names are familiar to you students. Ray Charles, one of Jane's favorites, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and a band that I saw here. That was a joke, dear. A band that I saw here called The Kingsmen. Now, does anybody remember Louie Louie? Well, you have to be at least 50 years of age or older to remember that. But they played here as well. The Vienna Boys Choir played right here in this venue. If math and science are the means by which we enrich our economy through job creation and technological innovation, then the arts are the means by which we enrich our spirits. A healthy, vibrant community finds balance in both and values both. Beyond providing learning opportunities for students, public art and public performance have been cited in several studies as key factors in recruiting and retaining the professional workforce tied to the expansion of the knowledge-based economy. The arts, as we all know, add to our overall quality of life by contributing to cultural, intellectual, social, and economic development. We cannot have a great university without a great arts program. It is simply not possible. For this reason, we have also submitted a proposal to the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission requesting financial support for this building. Providing a larger, more technologically advanced venue for musical and theater performances will enable the university to increase its benefit to Fayetteville's economy by drawing visitors to our city and giving our guests additional reason to extend their stays right here in the Ozark Plateau. This in turn will generate additional revenues for our city through sales taxes, including the hotel, motel, and restaurant tax. It is, ladies and gentlemen, a win-win for both the city of Fayetteville and the University of Arkansas. As we have said many times, the University of Arkansas is committed to being a top 50 research university by 2021, if not earlier. We know a much greater commitment to the arts will be necessary to accomplish this. Today, we thank Jim and Joyce Faulkner for helping us take the next step. We thank them for their loyalty, their generosity, and their commitment to their University of Arkansas.
That was Chancellor David Gerhardt of the University of Arkansas, and excerpts from a press conference from just after 11 o'clock this morning on the U of A campus. Chancellor Gerhardt announced a $6 million gift from the Jim and Joyce Faulkner family to convert the UA's old field house to a new performing arts center. The University of Arkansas Board of Trustees will formally vote on the procedure later this week. The center will be named after the Faulkners. Ground is expected to be broken in about 1 year.